Hello, everybody.
She wasn't so angry.
I don't know how to start these podcasts anymore. I've got proper like fear of it now, but we're back.
We are back again.
Yes, and we have the amazing Saskia with us today.
Hi, Sask.
Hey.
Oh, we got her in the studio.
All the way down from York. She's here in London. But no, we've asked you guys a few questions on what you want to ask Saskia about being a salon owner, really. That's kind of the topic of today.
We can have a chat, can't we, Sask?
Yeah.
Loads of people actually asked so many questions, didn't they?
Really good questions, actually, yeah. Which is...
But Sass, like, tell us about yourself.
Well, I am a nail tech from York.
Lovely.
Yeah. I've been doing nails for like 4 years now. And then last year, I decided to take the plunge and do what I said I would never do and open a salon.
Amazing.
It's amazing. Because you was in banking before, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which is...
How'd you go from...
Yeah.
Everyone asks me that.
Yeah.
I just decided... I mean, I kind of fell into nails. I decided that, well, being in the bank, I didn't want a manager anymore.
Right.
I think it put me off managers for life. And I was thinking, what can I do that is a job where I don't have to have a manager? And then I went to go get my lashes done and I was like, oh yeah, this looks easy, let's do this. Literally a week later, handed in my notice.
Really?
Well, I asked to go part-time and they were like, no, that's not happening.
So did you enrolled in a course and you just sort of went along with, or was you just right, no, that's it, no, I'm going for
that
it.
That was it. Wow. I asked to go part-time and they were like, laughed at me.
And it was lashes?
Yeah. It was lashes that made me...
Wow, so it wasn't even nails to begin with.
And I was like, well, if I can't go part-time, I'm handing my notice in.
Wow.
And
jumping the deep end, why don't you?
Believe me, and I was like, here you go.
Yeah.
Handing my notice in, I worked a week's notice, and then I spent a whole month, like, enrolling onto private courses, and my mum was like, do nails as well, like, as a backup, you just don't know.
Yeah,
that's so funny. My mum did the same thing. I wanted to be a hairdresser and she was like, no, do the combined beauty course.
Yeah.
And mum's do that, and then she and I was like, no, I'm gonna be a hairdresser.
Yeah,
what I want.
Well, ironically for me, nails was the last course I did.
Oh,
I did
really?
Everything else I did, like my level, whatever the level of beauty, so I can do everything.
Yeah, mate.
And then last course I did was nails, and I was like, I would have saved so much money if I just did nails.
It's a good one.
Set up, I got a little room above a sunbed shop. I was like doing like one client a day and being so like happy.
Aww. Oh, I love that.
And I started in the October, so obviously as Christmas came around, people were just desperate for anyone to do anything for them. So yeah. I got quite a few clients like that. And then maybe like 6 months later, my friend asked me to do some nails. And I was like, oh, for God's sake, like,
really?
Fine. And I remember them, they were yellow, and the two middle ones were nude with, you know, those like dotting tools.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I quite like those. And then that was it. I
really?
I doing everything else and just started doing nails.
Wow, amazing. Cool. Love that. That's so, so cool. Sick.
So you have opened the salon.
Yeah.
Saskia & Co. I love the name.
Yeah.
How hard is it thinking of a name? I know it's obviously your name, but...
Yeah, it's so difficult.
It's so hard.
And everything I thought of, I was like, everyone's just going to say, oh, I'm after Saskia's. Oh, I'm after Saskia's for my nails.
That's so nice.
I may as well just call it.
Yeah.
Like Saskia and then obviously And Co.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Because you had a bit of a moment like, do you change yours or what do you do? And then it was like, but what else do you call it?
I know. And then I was like, can I do Danny & Co? Yeah. After Saskia, because that's such a good name. But me and my friend were sitting in the car trying to work out names, and yeah, it's really hard. I know, I know. I still contemplate on changing it, but not for now, it's staying as it is.
Just
as
everyone knows you as the nail room.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah,
I guess so.
Definitely. And did you have, so when you like thought of the name, did you have like this whole idea of like the concept you wanted in the salon? Because it's stunning, the salon.
Thank you.
Or was it like kind of just, it was
like winging it. So
really, yeah.
Do you know what, we've said this
exactly
this discussion before.
Everyone always says to me like, oh, could you like tell people like how you've done it? And I'm like, no, because I have no idea how I've done it.
I've exactly the same
day one.
Exactly the same. And I remember when me and you was having a discussion a little while ago, and I was like, how many people work for you? How many? You were like 15. I was like, 1 minute.
Our jaws were dropped. Jaws we were dropped. Like, whoa.
And obviously, you've got not just nails, you've got lashes and makeup and hair and aesthetics.
Yeah, brows, aesthetics, facials.
Everything.
Yeah, a bit of everything.
So, going back a bit then, how did the salon come around then? Did you kind of just see the space and it fell upon you and you, or
you were felt
you kind
something.
Of going for it and that's yeah. what you wanted?
I was on a walk in lockdown through York City Centre and there was this big building that had been split into two. So the landlord obviously thought, let's split this into two, like yeah. two, lots of rent. And I was with my cousin and I said, oh, that would make such a good salon. Yeah. And one of the builders heard me and he said, he's like, oh, did you say like for a salon? I was like, oh yeah, like just dreaming. And he was like, oh, this one would make a better salon rather than this one. He said, when oh, that van's funny. Gone, that's my boss, come back and I'll let you in and have a look around. Obviously, we shouldn't oh, have wow. it as a building site.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah, and lockdown, probably and like lockdown. 2 meters.
So we did. We went in and I walked in. I was like, yeah, that can be there. That can go there.
Because it's funny, three stories, isn't it?
Three stories, yeah. yeah. And I was really lucky because it had just been, because it had been renovated, it was like a blank canvas. There was
amazing.
Like blank walls, floor.
Yeah, it's all nothing. Ready to go, yeah. like just for you to be what you want to do in it.
And I had my own. It was like, right, 2 weeks' time, roughly, we'll be finished and it'll be on the market. So I was like, kept going on refreshing the page on the yeah. website. And nothing like came of it. So this was the February. And then in, obviously went back to work in April. And then I thought, I kind of, not forgot about it, but I kind of thought, oh, never mind, someone must have got it. And in the May, I was just bored, sat at work and went on my junk email, scrolling down. It was like, oh, we've got a property we think you might be interested in. And it was that one.
Oh, amazing.
Oh, and I rang up and I was like, oh, I really need this shop. Like, I don't know what to do, but can
yeah,
I have
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I'm yeah, I'm doing it.
Yeah, and I mean, it was a lot more complicated than I thought. Yeah. Like, solicitors and stuff.
And was it quite a big financial commitment? Like
massive, yeah. yeah. I mean, I was buying a house with my now ex-boyfriend. So
I had by hand.
Everything worked out. And so I had a house deposit saved.
Yeah.
So obviously that went into it. And you can get these business startup loans.
You get the business startup loans. So you have to have, don't you have to have some sort of financial backing? So what yeah. you say your deposit.
Yeah. So you
and then you then
say that you've got money yourself yeah. and stuff.
Because then you can seem to be paying the rent.
Yeah, this is clueless for me. I'm like, whoa, no. this is a lot.
It was clueless for me as well.
Yeah. No, it is. I mean,
and you've got to like justify your like how you can pay it back. You've got to give them like a business plan and be like, yeah. I promise you it's gonna work.
Because I didn't even realize, because I naively, obviously I haven't moved out and I know nothing about like anything, but like it's not just the price of just getting it or the rent. There's then yeah. business rates and then yeah, all the other things.
Lucky.
Yeah, like it's yeah. not just that. It's like so much more
oh,
that you
so
need to calculate.
I think in my situation, because it's a sea container and it's like a box park.
Yeah.
So they actually have managed, I think they've done something, because it's small business startups, they've done it so that the business rates are included. Well, we don't have to pay business rates.
Oh, yeah.
And my electricity is included and everything
so
else.
Good.
I know.
Yeah.
And you know, and you're like, touch. I don't want to move out of this. Yeah. I'm thinking of doing another salon eventually. It's going to be a big shock. But
yeah. One of the girls, it was, what day was it? Thursday last week. She's like, I don't want to be a snitch, but the radiator on the top floor was left on and no one's been in there since Saturday. I was like, oh no, that would have been so expensive.
Yeah.
So, the electricity fees and stuff.
Yeah.
I was going to say, so we've kind of, oh, I hate this subject, but what's going on and stuff, have you noticed the difference
cost of living crisis.
Cost of living
I think it's hard to tell at the moment because obviously like you said in last week's podcast, October is the quietest month
yeah
and it all like it has been yeah like continuously,
so you've noticed that as well, do you feel?
Yeah, so yeah. we've been quiet in October, but like November and December are like fully booked as
yeah
normal,
we're
so
the same.
I'm
yeah
not worried. I feel like now beauty and nails, especially after lockdown, it's a necessity rather
yeah.
than like a luxury.
I know what you mean.
I think
yeah.
it's changed for people. Like people want to feel good, and especially with what's going on, they're like, oh, just get my nails.
Yeah.
Or then they'll stretch it out that extra week, maybe.
Yeah.
Instead of having
yeah,
them
so
every 2 weeks, the
yeah.
clients then become a 3 week or a 4 week
yeah.
client.
I've noticed my clients from like, if they've like booked in, I've noticed they've like rescheduled them for like a few weeks later.
Yeah.
So it's
yeah.
like, oh, okay, I was fully booked that week, but now everyone's moved it like a week
yeah.
later.
Payday week is insane. Like because yeah. we've got fresher as well. As soon as it's payday, or as soon as it goes midnight, the amount of like bookings that come
really
through, yeah.
So do
crazy.
You have your booking system? This is what confuses me. So I actually thought the other day, do you have it as a monthly or 2 monthly opening? Like with the booking said, so they can't book too far ahead clients.
So the girls, it's 2 months ahead.
Oh, and sorry, are the girls in charge of their own booking systems or do you?
No, I'm in charge of Fresher, but they've all got it on their phone so they can book.
That's the same as me with the
yeah.
girls. We've got it with Timely and they
yeah.
all book
they can book them in themselves. They've all got a column. And you cover that. I cover that on my booking system. I look after the girls basically by paying timely.
But I can't book, I don't let my clients book in through.
So you're a private.
And that's the same as me. Yeah. So I did that as well because I took myself off. Because otherwise, not being clients were booking in randoms and you couldn't get your regulars in.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm too much of a control freak over my diet. No one else can have anything.
I get that.
And how did you find it finding staff? Is it quite hard or do you feel like.
I found it really easy.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. I messaged a couple of girls that I knew. We're just like renting a like a chair somewhere.
Sort of, you knew were local maybe as
and
well.
Yeah, from Instagram and stuff. Like their work and just message them. But quite a few of them messaged me as well. Like obviously word got out and I kept getting messages like, oh, I've heard you.
And it's beautiful as well. I think I'd be like, so can I work there?
What you did with me.
I know. I literally turned up and I was like, oh, I really like it here. I was like, you got any staff yet? I'll come in on my Saturdays. But no, what sort of qualities do you look for when like, or was it so easy you were just like
well a couple of the girls, like quite a lot of them I knew anyway from like school and from, like if I've gone to go get my lashes done, like my old lash tech now works for me.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. And I just think as long as they've, you can work on skill but you can't work on personality.
Did you know what I was going to say this, because
I love that,
as long as everybody gets on
exactly
that's the main thing, because you, as you say, you can build on skill and you can get better at everything. And even with all these different creative people under one roof, they can all bounce off of each other and stuff,
you can feed off
so
each other.
So it's nice and it is, but you can feel an energy when it's wrong.
Exactly. Though. And so many clients have come in and like, it feels so nice that like everyone gets on and it's really nice to walk into a salon that's not like
bitchy
and drama.
No.
I was very worried, obviously, having that amount of girls under one roof. I was thinking,
no, I get that.
And not, we're a year in, we're all good.
Yeah. No. And do they rent, does everyone like rent a seat?
Is everyone that how like rents a chair, I didn't want to do like the commission thing, the like percentage thing or anything. I just wanted to make my life as easy as possible, basically.
Yeah, because otherwise then it's the whole sorting everything out. That's a whole nother ball game.
Yeah, definitely.
It is quite mind-blowing though, isn't it? Because you're, I take, if there's something wrong, say with a client's nails or something, and say it's really not anything, I really take it personal for the girls. I really do.
They're like your babies, aren't you?
They are. It's like my, I'm like, no, that's not the case. Like, might be have a little bit of chipping, but or if they're not very, I don't know what the word is, if they weren't satisfied with a treatment for some reason, say they thought the nails were a bit bumpy or something, and I'm like, I find it really hard to
sometimes
not
they've
be
got
protective.
Very hard nails them yeah, to exactly. do. You know, sometimes
if
you've got
I
difficult.
Like because obviously we're sat like, there's four of us that sat in the nail, like downstairs is just nails. And we're all like, we can hear each other's conversations. And if I hear like one of the clients saying like, oh, my nails like didn't last as long this time.
Oh, my ears
like,
prick up.
Oh, have you been gardening? Like, have you been doing this?
Yeah. Have you been wearing your gloves?
Yeah, I'm sticking up for them.
Yeah.
Do you find it, I find it really hard. I did it the other day. I could hear a conversation going on like say over the other side. And then in the next breath, I'm not listening to my client. You're constant. It's such a big problem I've got going on at the minute.
All of us in, I'm like listening to like, I've got Katie next to me and then the other girls like opposite me.
Yeah.
And I'm like trying to listen to what they're doing and listen to what they're doing.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, sorry, what did you say? I was like, in the world of my own, like to my client.
Or like double asking questions. No, like, what are you doing this weekend?
And then someone walks in and like the receptionist talking to someone, I'm like, oh, what's she saying?
Yeah, it's so hard. You are constantly.
Yeah.
And then the phone's ringing.
Just don't switch off, though.
I quite like it. I get in before the other girls. So I've got my first client and usually my last client. It's just me.
Oh, really?
I like that. I do
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. What hours are you working? Are you there all the time?
So I try to do Tuesday to Friday.
Yeah.
Like 8 till whenever. Like 8.
Oh, really?
9. Yeah.
Really?
You're like me at the beginning.
I'm horrendous. I'm like, nah, I'm done for the day.
What am I gonna do? Just stay at home? I may as well be at work.
And no, I agree.
I'll be sat at home and think, oh, I wish I was at work.
So you're open on Saturdays then?
I'm not, but the girls are. So I have Mondays is my like admin day.
Agreed.
Getting jobs done.
I feel like everyone in beauty is like Mondays.
Sometimes I will do the odd client. I just can't say no.
Yeah.
But I try and keep it as like a my like I go for like a massage.
It's your you day. That's the same as me. It's exactly the same.
And then Saturdays, I don't work unless I've really got no plans and I think I'm going to be bored at home.
Yeah.
Or if obviously like coming down to London during the week, I can then move my clients to the Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's nice. Like my...
That's a good idea because then at least you've got that buffer day that you can actually move them.
Sunday is my cleaning day, so that is my favourite day of the week.
Okay. Do you clean the salon?
Yeah.
The whole salon?
I was going to say, do you have like Saturday girls and stuff like that? Do you have that or is everyone...
I had a Saturday girl... that didn't work on a Saturday, she worked like on Wednesday and a Friday. But she's now gone to uni.
Right.
But she used to do like, no one was in on the top floor on a Wednesday, so she cleaned the top floor for me and things like that. But it's all on me.
Yeah, it's a lot for you because mine's just one big space.
Yeah.
So at least it's easy. And I do counter in the fact of like, even then and I'm tidying up and it's like constantly me.
You don't realise how messy and...
Honestly, cannot tell you.
You say the dust settles, don't you? So even if you hoover that day, you'll come in the next morning.
Oh, hair is a nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an absolute nightmare. Like it's on the middle floor and it works its way top floor,
down.
I'd be sat there.
Put a little bit of nail dust in it.
On my nail dust. Like, how was this happening?
No, honestly. I was, what happened the other day? No, Friday. Because there's four of us.
Mm.
But I looked around the salon and was like, what the fuck has happened? Mm. It was like a bomb had gone off.
Yeah.
And it was, but there was like, because obviously if you're doing feet, this, that, but like.
There's always a random toenail in the corner, isn't there?
Like. And I'm like, and it's the sides, the skirtings on the sides. Oh, I'm constantly walking along as I'm walking out the building, like wiping, exactly not the building, the room. Like
it's so funny as well, because obviously you're the boss and you'll be on your hands and knees, like scrubbing the floor. And I'm like, Dan, you could get someone to do this for you. She's like, no one does it as good as me.
I know.
No one does it as good as I do.
At the end of the week, I actually noticed it was coming a point where every day at the end of the day, I think for 2 weeks, solid, I was cleaning the pedicure stations because I want them a certain way.
Yeah.
I'm so anal about them.
I am, and I do feel sorry for the girls sometimes because I know I'm really annoying. I'm like, who's left this like bit of gel on the pedicure station?
Yeah. Oh really?
And yeah, sure, stuff
comes in and sets it, and like we're the only ones that think like that.
Yeah,
it's not as well, you've spent money, it's your I've bought a new chair, mate. I'm so funny.
It's white.
It's white.
It's white.
And I'm like, I've put a sort of cover over it, but as people sit down, I'm like, dance on the petty station. Like, I'm so anal because it's your time and money and effort.
This chair, but you cannot sit on it. It's like a show chair.
I made the mistake of, so all my brown chairs are the white Chloe chairs. Everyone said to me, why have you done that? I was like, it just looks better.
I know.
Yeah.
And then one of the girls came to me, she's like, I'm really sorry. A client with leather trousers, like, and so there's now a perfect like bum and leg mark in black on the white.
Oh no.
I'll buy a cover for them. I've got the brown one. I don't know if could you buy like a thing that kind of goes over it.
I've seen them like wrapped in cling films.
Oh,
oh no.
Not
no.
Doing that.
Yeah.
And then hair. Got the hair chair.
That's so funny.
It's your baby.
Exactly. Yeah.
But no one will ever, and someone said this to me in regards to like business, no one will ever look after it like what you do.
No. I understand that. And obviously we're all really busy, so no one has like gaps and stuff in their day to like clean
back
up.
To back.
We're all back to back. So
because the other thing, they're obviously self-employed and renting the chair.
Yeah.
Technically, it's like, is that part of the job role that they claim?
It's a hard one, isn't
it? It's hard, isn't it? Because
do you have any policies set for like
stuff? Yeah, so I kind of say, obviously, the deep clean of the salon is my job. Like the bathroom, the kitchen, of like
scrub the toilet in your lunch break.
Thank God the toilets are in another building.
To be fair.
That's fine.
Oh, I'm jealous. But yeah, I just say like, just a bit of respect, isn't it? Just clean up after yourself. When I clean on a Sunday, if I find myself tidying up after people, that's what annoys me. But
we sort of said, I said to the girls, it's actually a reflection on you and your hygiene and tidiness. Clients realise and see things. So if their area is not clean, but then they're looking at the next person's one and see that that's clean, then they might think, actually, I might go to them instead, which is true, because I'd look at certain things and think,
And I think,
but the girls are kind of, they're on it. So
I think there's so many like dirty salons as well, like in the nail industry.
What was like my worst nightmare? And I said to the girls recently, I was like, look, I know I'm a bit annoying, but
that's why they come to you though.
We've got like reviews that say like it's such a nice clean salon. I love that. And my worst nightmare is someone to come in and be like, oh, it's a bit like dirty.
It was grimy, or like there's something they didn't. Yeah, no, I'm totally agreeing.
So I try my best to just keep on top of it.
Yeah.
It's hard. Very
hard. Are all of like your nail girls like do they all use Biosculpture or do they use different gel brands? What's the kind of vibe?
They all use Bio. At first, one of the girls was using a different brand, but I managed to persuade her to move over to Bio and she loves it.
It's nice keeping it all uniform, doesn't it?
That's what we say, because I'm just about to launch a training academy and Dan was like, anyone you train up, if I need staff, just send them my way.
But then as well, because otherwise I've got a new girl starting and her Instagram page is actually with a couple other brands and things, but she's done the Bio training. And I said to her, I was like, look, if you're going to be just solely working for us doing nails, would you mind changing your bio and whatever? I mean, just to avoid complications and confusion that people might be able to get something else. So it just like, keeps it nice. And
we had a few issues at the start when the other girl was using the different brand. Like, oh, can I have this colour? That's
it.
Yeah, that's the point.
Oh, well, I don't have that because she uses a different brand.
And yeah, that's so true. And do you have, like, what would be, like, your advice for anyone who wants to open a salon? Is there,
don't
like...
Don't do it.
Don't. Really think about it.
Yeah.
I thought, like, I'm going to open this salon. I'm going to, like, work one day a week. It's going to be so easy. I have loads of money. It is not like that. So prepare for hard work.
Yeah. You know what my friend said to me? He was like, my business partner, he said, get your head around it. You're going to be in there solid for the next. And, do you also find your whole life kind of is engrossed around it, you know, because your friends, you see them every day, you talk to those clients every day. And I'm a bit like, am I a bit sad that all I think of is like,
do you know what?
The shop.
All I think about, I can't remember who I saw on Instagram last night. And it was like, all I talk about, like the 80% of the time I talk about my brand.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the 20% of the time I'm waiting for someone else to bring it up.
Yeah. That is so true. Do you know what? I had a client the other day and she's at uni or something. And she said to me the other day, she was like, oh yeah, I'm just going to like training nails and then open up so I can open up a nail shop so I can have that as like a side hustle whilst I do my main job. And I thought, cheeky bitch. I thought, do you understand the commitment of like a nail salon? I feel like people are like, oh yeah, nail salon, like it'll bring the money in easy, it'll just be like a thing you can just, I was like, darling, you realize that will be like a full-time job if you want to do that.
It's not just something you can just do, because then you've got the clients that I had same thing. A client was like, oh, I'm a mum, my kids are going to school, I'm just gonna, and I was like, I don't think you realize I'm not gonna, I don't want to put you off of it, do it by all means, but
it's a lot of hard work.
I think when I was like telling people, like my friends and family and stuff, when I was setting it up, I think they thought that, oh yeah, she's going to do that, she's never going to be at work. And now I think they realise, oh yeah, actually.
Yeah.
It's
a lot of thing than people realise.
I feel like people think it can run itself, but it can't.
It can't.
It cannot.
Yeah.
No. I think I was 2 or 3 months in to the salon opening. And I was like, I went to go look at another salon. And I was like, that one can like run itself now. I'm going to open this other one in the city.
God, you're the same person.
Literally.
Oh my God, no, because how am I going to be in, I would have had to be in two places at once. And now looking back, I think I could not have done that. I don't know why I even considered it.
I think because you think strike while the iron's hot. So, you know, like you're going to go like, right, okay, we're all guns blazing. We're full.
Let's get another one up.
Let's get another one up and going. Yeah. And then obviously we've said this so many times and probably have said it on the podcast before, especially with what's going on in the minute. Do you really want to be getting another premises?
Yeah.
No.
You said right something now that I thought was really good as well. You said, I don't know if we said this on the podcast, but you were like, I can't open up another salon until that one's at like 120%.
Full potential.
Like, it's got to be not 90, it can't be 80, it's got to be above 100%, because when you do leave, you're not there as much. So it might...
You won't be there at all at the beginning.
Yeah.
No. You won't.
Well, this is what I was worried about, and I thought...
You need to have your number, or whoever it be, the reception,
your number
or whatever,
one,
your number one, and be in charge. But again, it's letting that bit go. I know, it's really hard.
Mm. Would you say that's like an end goal though? Is that, or is that like completely?
I don't know, maybe when I thought a year in, I would be, everything would be running itself, and it's not.
Like, no.
And it's probably gonna be another, I mean, it's never gonna run itself.
Yeah.
Maybe in a year or two, I'll think about it.
But so how long have you been open for now?
A year,
isn't
September,
it?
Yeah. Wow. But then when I think about doing all that again, I've got the energy.
I know what you mean. Do you feel that sometimes, I was saying yesterday to Paige, I was like, that we had a couple things going on this week, fine. I was like, I have to write so many lists. I said to you this morning.
It's a Capricorn thing.
It's a Capricorn. Writing all these lists, And my head, I was like, I don't know how I do it sometimes. Mm. And it's really not that dramatic. Mm. It's running a sound, but I've got to do this. I've got to make stock order.
Again,
I've got to do...
you've got to take charge of other people.
You've got a lot more people than what I have.
Yeah.
A lot more people than what I have.
It's a million, like your list is just never ending. Like you've got, your work doesn't stop. So you've still got your clients and everything that you had to do before. Yeah. Obviously Instagram, like I've got a file on Instagram and my own Instagram.
And that's a job in itself, isn't it?
Yeah, like the phone's always ringing. Like
making sure their appointments are booked up or if someone's cancelling and then you've got to deal with that and try and rebook them in. It's just a lot.
And how do you find, because obviously your Instagram is flawless. Like it's absolutely, we actually got a few questions about like how on earth you take your photos as well. So we'll get onto that later. But do you find that, you said like for the salon Instagram, it's a weight off your shoulders that other girls can make content for you as well.
Yeah, because you can use the stuff that they take pictures with and then you can upload them and then it's another thing. Mm. But then are you then want a certain look if they're not taking pictures that you want? I know.
Do you have to like do a masterclass of like photography for anyone that's new that comes in?
Yeah, to be fair, when the girls first started, I was like, oh, can I just take a picture of those brows?
That's, oh my God, I'm literally jumping up, hang on a minute, just going to get a picture of them.
Yeah.
So, and then come back because then it's your pictures the way you like them. No disrespect to the girls that take them. You just them. have your own sort of look.
And I've started a thing and now I feel like I can't stop. So I've got, I have like a picture of some work, so like some brows, lashes, nails, and then I'll have like a picture of the salon or something. And it's those pictures of the salon. I'm like, oh, I can't post anything yet because I've not got a good enough picture of that. And I make work for myself.
Yeah, you were saying this though, that you was always very like keeping your Instagram a certain looking
way. So I used to have like, you know that preview app where you like organize it so like your grid looks nice, and literally this week I was like, fuck it, I was like, I'm just gonna post when I get content. I was like, I don't care if I've got the two of the same colored nails next
to their own grid. I know that, like I remember being with
it's so much pressure though, and I'm like,
Jules was looking on the, we was on the way home from York, and she was literally like, oh, yours is just, and I was like, are you joking now?
Yeah, but that's the thing, even like I would look at yours and think, God, it's perfect, like that, and then I'll look at mine and be like, shit, I need to like work harder.
We're all too hard on ourselves, to be honest, but.
My nail one, I'm not bothered about. The salon one, I am bothered about.
Yeah,
it's so funny, isn't it?
With the girls, and do you price everything differently with yours to the girls?
Yeah, it does get quite complicated,
like a tiered system almost.
No, because everyone's self-employed, they set their own prices.
I see.
So a client will go to one of the girls and then
they come
message
to you
me and she'll be like, oh, can I have an appointment? I'm like, yeah, that's fine. And then I'll get a message obviously after they've received the booking confirmation, say, oh, like, why is your price at this and I paid that last time? I'm like, oh, we're all self-employed, like we set our own prices,
right? Yeah.
And the clients do get it,
yeah.
But it can, some clients don't get it and it can get a little bit,
yeah.
So we're all the same,
yeah.
And I'm like, I want to,
I think,
change.
She should be more.
I will. I just, at the time, I felt like I wasn't quite there yet. Whereas now I will do.
Yeah, I think a lot of clients expect you to be more as well. Like if you go to a hairdresser's, there's like the director,
the star,
the senior staff.
Well, I said, well, it's the same thing. It's your name on the building.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
I know, like. I know. I just, as I say, I just, at the beginning, I think where it was just me, then the next girl come along, then the next girl, and we've slowly grown instead of going all full steam ahead. I've just kept it so that it was just nice and even, whereas now I've shut my diary in the new year.
Later in the new year.
I'll get it all sorted and get it up. But
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it will change, definitely.
And how do you find, like, so what are you, have you got any plan for like your sort of Christmas hours? Does everyone stop on like Christmas Eve or is it like?
I'm really chill with things like that. I just let the girls work whenever they want, what hours they want.
So how does that work then? Because if they're not, so if they're paying a rent, the girls, say like the nail girls, for example, they're renting the chair.
Yeah.
Do you have an agreement with holiday and time off and stuff? Because this is my, no, it's not a problem, but it's a little bit like, oh, you've crept in, but you're now not working an extra day that week.
So I, again, I'm still quite chill as long as you're not taking the piss. Like if you're having 10 weeks off a year going on holiday, or you're cancelling your clients the morning off because you want a day off, that's not okay.
No.
Yeah.
But I mean, they've all been really good. Like they've been having like a random week off, like 3 weeks a year or something. I don't mind. And if their normal days like 4 days a week and one day they're just working 3 days because like this month they're not as busy.
Yeah.
I don't mind. I get it. Like I don't want them to come in for one client and still have to pay.
No, I know, I'm exactly the same.
I don't want to be, my thing is, I've been in their shoes, so I know how it feels.
Yeah. Well, as well, if they don't work, they don't earn.
Exactly.
But at the end, you don't make them pay the chair then, basically, when they're not in. Because you're technically out of pocket.
And like, for example, the week between Christmas and New Year, no one's working. I was like, shit, like, no one's working. Like, I still have to pay rent for that week. All the bills still are going. So I'm working, and the girl's like, oh, why are you working? I'm like, because you're not working.
Yeah.
Like, are you sure you don't want to come in for a day?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's just one thing you've got to deal with, isn't it?
To be honest, I told the girls, really. I was like, we're doing Monday to Friday this Christmas. No,
like
with the
build
up. Yeah, the week before, because Christmas Eve falls on a Saturday. Yeah. No one wants to work Christmas Eve.
No one's working Christmas
no,
Eve.
No, so, and your nails are done, so you don't need to.
That's I feel like that's my saving grace. Your nails can last.
Yeah,
like,
it's different.
Yeah.
It's different.
You want to blow dry on like Christmas Eve, so it's nice for that,
But yeah, so I said to them that, but even the hours I'm keeping normal, only on the Friday that we're working, just because we don't.
Do you set your girls' hours? Are you like open and close at certain times? Right.
Yeah, basically. Because they're on commission base.
Oh, okay.
So it's different, but we just do it 50-50 and it works. Because by the time I paid them a rate and a rent, they paid me, it was going to be a rented, if I was going to pay them a rate, then really it works out that they obviously earn more, but then I earn more and then it levels out. It works out quite nicely.
You also said as well, it kind of boost it, kind of where it's like commission based, it makes them want to be fully booked because they're like right, okay, I will advertise that appointment because then that's more money
like,
for me.
You take a bit more pride in your work.
Exactly,
that's what I think.
Employed,
anyway,
they'd think, oh no, I'm gonna have a break, I'm still getting paid. Fill that gap in my diary.
No, exactly. I'm lucky, really. Like the other day, one of the girls I had so much to do and I couldn't, and I went, do you know what, she had a massive gap, typical October. And I went, would you mind just ringing around, checking the clients?
You said like, she was like your little gift from God,
literally my little godsend.
Yeah.
And I paid her for the hour for that.
Yeah.
You know, like, just, I don't care, have that, you know, like, because
so
she
would
did
you
something
write
for
out,
me.
Yeah.
Or she, would you write out, or would you clean, or would you do something? Mm. So she's technically earning, but I don't want her being just, oh, like, I'm using her because she's not getting paid. Do you know what I mean? Whereas I paid her.
What I thought was really good as well, you were talking to someone on Instagram as well, and they said, when someone starts, they sort of give them like a welcome pack.
Like a policies type thing.
So like...
actual contract.
Yeah.
But so like a welcome pack type.
So sort of laying down the rules, sort of.
I did that when I first opened. Like I wrote this massive like contract out. I was like trying to be very professional. Gave it to everyone. I was like, oh, like I'll give you it in like paper form to sign. And each one of those things I've not got round to. Mm. And I've had other girls start like after then that I've just thought, oh, I'll just leave it. And then, but in January, I'm going to...
That's what I said in January.
Yeah.
And then it'll be January the next year. And then January next year. And then we're in 2030. Oh, yeah, I still got to do them contracts.
But the girls, they're not taking the piss. Like, I'm not stressed about anything. But if they've got it in paper, then you can be like, oh, well.
Well, you've got it. No, yeah. This is my thing in the new year. Because I think, well, you need to start as you mean to go on, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Because otherwise, it's just going to get put to the back.
I know, definitely. And are you doing anything for, like, Christmas this year? Do you do, like, Christmas work dues?
Yeah, so we've just been to the races for, like, our 1 year.
Love that.
Nice. And then at the race course again, they've got like this for like smaller businesses to go and you like get a table and it's just like one big party.
Oh,
so we're gonna do that in December.
Oh, we did a little summer fling, didn't we? Like every time someone knew, we sort of do like a dinner.
So we
got absolutely hammered on that one.
Oh god, yeah. I mean, I don't even work with Dan anymore, but I'm just gonna tag along to the work dues.
And then we've just booked our Christmas day, but I think we're just gonna keep it simple.
Last time we did Winter Wonderland, and oh my god, we got like so drunk. It was like a messy night. We were on the roller coasters after, like, I don't know if this was a good idea.
I think we're just gonna keep it simple and do the same again. You just want to go out and have a good time.
Yeah.
But I mean, you're a squad. You're a bigger crew than what
so
we are.
I'm thinking, oh, we'll go for dinner and drinks. I was like, oh god, no,
do you foot the bill with it?
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't?
No.
It's too many though. I do.
Yeah.
But it's too many
for...
I
would, but then I thought, well,
all your Christmas earnings will go on that night out.
Exactly. Yeah. Definitely. And just some like final questions just to round up, just because we got a few questions on Instagram. Someone said, like, what are any photography tips? Do you use like certain lighting? Because everyone loves how you take... like, they're so like moody, I find. Like, they're beautiful.
In summer, I just try and just do like natural light ones.
Mm-hmm.
Or at the moment, I'm turning the ceiling lights off and just using.
I did that on a reel the other day. I think because we was discussing it a while back, and the one when I did the hand lamp thing, turned all the lights off but left it. I was like, I love the mood.
It really, yeah.
Love the moods. It's nice.
And do you use? Is it just like? do you use specific lighting or is it like the desk light
I've
you
got
use?
The Daylight Company Slimline, oh, you know, that goes over mm-hmm. the desk, and then I've got the portable one. So whichever one I'm in the mood for, I'll use. But I have to be like, oh, sorry, girls.
I love how someone could be like off. In the middle of a French manicure and like, sorry, Instagram comes first. They're just there in the dark.
Do you find the clients are looking at you like, sort of thinking, what are they doing out there? Yes, like, or what are you doing over there?
On Friday, I had a client in. She's like one of my favourite. Like,
she's got good hand. She's got good hand.
And I was like filming a reel and I just turned the lights off for the whole thing. So it was like 2 hours with the lights off, but I'm on the ground floor like where reception is. So clients will come in and be like, hello.
Are you open?
You open, yeah.
Yeah, just don't mind me.
Literally. And what are any tips to like achieve that perfect manicure? Do you have any like top products or top things?
I just think prep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get your prep down.
Navy protein.
Perfect. Yeah, navy prep. Because I just think you need a clean canvas to work on. I think once you've got your prep done, everything else just follows.
Yeah, definitely.
Take time.
Yeah.
If you've got time.
Yeah. I was running like 45 minutes late on Friday. I was like, oh, God.
Oh, no, really?
It's fine.
How long do you roughly take for each manicure, depending, obviously, on what you're doing?
It depends on each client, because I've got some clients where I'm like, an hour is fine, like plain colour. I try to book out, as a rule, an hour and a half for plain colour and removal.
Oh, you're an hour and a half? Yeah. What is that with the girls as well? And like their time-wise, what they
They've
do, is that just
slightly
you?
Slightly different time.
Okay.
And then I like 2 hours for French.
I'm exactly the same, yeah. That's what I do. But then I always book out a little bit longer if I know they've got like long nails.
Yeah.
Because like, long nails are like the bane of my life. Like I'm always
long
like...
Long tip French or long nails in general.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, they're so much harder.
Yeah,
they?
I'm just like, do you want to come short? Yeah, you had enough of this now. Short, dark nail,
and
lovely.
If they've got good nails, I'm like, well, I need an extra 15 minutes for photos.
Yeah.
Book a little gap out there.
Exactly, yeah. Well, no, we're exactly the same, but... This has been very fun.
I know, I'm going to be... We're off after this, aren't we?
I know, we've got a little event with Vogue, so that should be fun. So
we'll see each other be working. Me and you will be sitting there trying to probably work out booking
appointments
and stuff.
We'll turn all the lights off at Vogue just to get like pictures. And we'll like hit the mains. Like, sorry, Instagram comes first. We've taken her advice. But no, it's been amazing.
Thank you so much.
It's been really good.
And guys, we will...
We will see you next week on our next podcast. We don't know which one it will be. Again, we're winging it with the podcast as much as they're winging it with the salon.
With the salons, definitely.
But yeah, fake it till you make it. I think that's the best advice we've got for salon owners on here today.
Agreed.
Literally. But thank you so much for listening and we'll see you next time.
Take care, guys.
Bye.